first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
What cheerful music! What happy and marvelous historic classical music, which I've always found comforting and happy, comforting. It's hard not to be happy and dance when you have great music like that from Bizet's Carmen, one of our theme songs. Actually, it is our theme song for the moment. Karen Cataline, and happy to have you along with us here for another week of Spouting Off, heard here at WSMN.live, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern. And many places after that, the show goes a lot of places, but this is where the show originates. If you're listening to on Getter or Live, a variety of places, this first segment, we always invite you. We would invite you more, but we don't get a lot of call-ins. But I love call-in talk. I love when listeners call. We know you're out there, but you don't always call. If you'd like to call in to this show, especially now, if you're listening now, now is always a relative term in the ether world. It's 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590. It's hard not to get a little discouraged sometimes when you watch the level of abuse of power, contempt for fairness and the truth, and just all-around deception that we see in the propaganda media. And I myself get tired of ranting about that because it's so incredibly predictable and consistent. Is it for you? Do you find that you know in advance what sometimes what the narrative is going to be when there is a horrible atrocity and a shooting? You can always count on the same people saying the same things, regardless of the facts of any in any situation. It always is an excuse to push a political agenda. When I was listening to the news just a minute ago, you may not have been listening to the same news if you're listening to a podcast, but that's, again, one of the great challenges and joys and privileges of doing a higher tech show than used to be when you would just simply turn on your radio and listen and call in if you wished. And then if the show was gone, you were out of luck until the next time. All right. So when I was listening to the news, I heard about the report of this most recent and horrible shooting at a bank in Louisville. They like to call it Louisville. I did a show down there many moons ago, Louisville, Kentucky, within the General Arena area of Cincinnati. And they had to have a politician saying the following, and I paraphrase if you were listening, these things are going to keep on happening until we say enough. I'm going to repeat that. These things are going to keep happening until we say enough. So that is a completely false premise that is presented as fact so that they can put forth this politician whose name is immaterial because they all say variations of the same thing, people on the left who want to disarm law-abiding citizens so they'll be easy prey for the growing crime in this country that they give a pass to, but I digress. So these things will keep on happening until we say enough. The false premise there is wishful and magical thinking presented as fact, actual psychosis, that says that all you have to do, what he's telling you is, All you have to do is agree to the policies that we believe in, which is to basically, systematically, or as soon as possible, repeal the Second Amendment, repeal the rights of law-abiding, and I must emphasize that, citizens to be able to defend themselves. If we would just go after gun ownership and self-defense for law-abiding citizens, then magically criminals are going to stop killing people. Never mind the fact that we believe we should defund the police, empty out the prisons, and give no cash bail to criminals. Just magically, if you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, it'll happen and it'll be enough. We won't have these horrible shootings, which of course is utter silliness. It's childish wishful thinking presented as a factual premise. What arrogance that if you just do as I say, it'll all happen just as you want. We'll have peace, we'll have harmony, we'll have a chicken in every pot. Now, most people don't believe this nonsense anymore. But what does it say when a politician says, just do what we tell you and we'll stop it? We'll stop what you don't want to have happen. But of course, when they know they have done this intentionally, they'll tell you, I can't do anything about it. Like when it was presented right before the gas prices are about to climb and even skyrocket, they primed the pump by telling you that Joe Biden couldn't do anything about it, right? You know, you can magically make a climate, you can magically change the temperatures and the climate by doing as we say. You can magically stop criminals from shooting up banks if you'll just disarm law-abiding citizens. But I can't do anything about the gas prices because I'm colluding with countries that hate us and they want to shut down oil energy and they want to stop production of oil. You see how that works. Now, here's the kicker. Here's how you know that this is a false premise. And it's much like the Nigerian who sends you the email and says, you've just won $10 million. All you have to do is give me your bank account information. And most people are savvy about that, but not everybody is savvy about the out and out lies that are being told today in the service of supposed leaders. Now, here's the question. Of course, when they tell you that they can just stop it by saying enough, what he really mean is do as I say, disarm yourself, give back give up your right, your God-given right to defend yourself if you're an innocent law-abiding citizen, right? But of course, we never hold ourselves accountable for any results or failures we may have. Never once does the left say, you know what? We wanted to overpopulate cities, make people dependent on government, make people dependent on welfare. We wanted to take the father out of the home in the black community, and now we want to do it everywhere. We want to destroy the nuclear family. We want to destroy individual personal responsibility. And every city that we control is an absolute hellhole, but we'd like to force you to live in it. So they never go backward. Hindsight is never 2020 with Democrats. And they never go back and say, you know what? I once said that until we say enough is enough, this is going to keep on happening. And you know what? We disarmed you. We took away your Second Amendment rights. We repealed the Second Amendment. And people gave back their guns willingly. Paid for them, you know, the buy gun give back, which gun give backs are not voluntary, but they call them voluntary buybacks, right? Well, you're going to be forced to have to sell your guns back to the government. Whatever it is, whatever latest scheme that they have to disarm citizens, they never go back and say, remember when we told you that if we would just say enough is enough, that this would stop happening? Well, guess what? We are never going to hold ourselves accountable for our failures. We're never going to hold ourselves accountable that these cities which we run in the United States of America are more miserable, are more crime-ridden, are more horrible for the people we claim to care so much about than ever before. So when you don't have credibility, all you do is put out more propaganda, right? That's what really grates on the nerves, is the propaganda just keeps on coming. Here's another one, and I was going to, and I do throughout the week, I have good news. They may not be the most massive good news, but I want to talk about the good news because there is pushback, and pushback against tyranny is better than acquiescence to tyranny. Case in point, what's happening with Budweiser. Budweiser used to be an extremely conservative-owned company. When the family that owned it, this is a general information, sold out to another entity, they became super woke. And people, as you know, there's been an ongoing thing with Budweiser. Fascinating, and I put this on my website, Twitter page, excuse me, that the video of the Bud Light executive reveals the smugness, the arrogance, the out-and-out intolerance and tone deafness of this woman who's quite open and honest about how she fakes her concern for people, has utter disdain for men, for the existing customers of Budweiser, and these are the true elites, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people who, while they talk endlessly about inclusion, the exact opposite is true. They want to exclude people that disagree with them. They want to demean others who dare to disagree or who may have faith in God, who may like Donald Trump. Oh my God, we cannot have that. This woman, and I want you to look on the Twitter page because I don't even have her name. I didn't even take down her name, but the video is clearly there. I posted it from somebody else who, this video has gone viral. She is an ignoramus who is giving advice on how to take over a company, and she claims Budweiser was in decline. Budweiser wasn't in decline, but it sure is now. And so much do they deserve it. I'm saying that backwards. They deserve to be in decline. And Pabst stepped up and said, you can drink our beer. We're not, quote, woke. We're not Woca-Cola. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our very first guest. You're listening to Spouting Off. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Reading Foundation provides evaluation and tutorial programs based upon the Orton-Gillingham philosophy of learning, based upon the study of language, how children acquire language, and the mechanisms involved in learning. All the learning pathways of the brain, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile, are addressed and strengthened to build a strong foundation for the acquisition of reading skills. If you are interested in learning more, please contact the Reading Foundation for more information. The Reading Foundation is at 10 Northern Boulevard, Unit 19, Amherst, New Hampshire, 03031. Or you can email us at readingfoundation_rf@yahoo.com. And of course, you can call anytime at 603-882-0992. The Reading Foundation, Amherst, New Hampshire.
Karen Cataline puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Now back to Spouting Off.
Mr. Producer, the ego of a talk show host. They want to be heard, but that's okay. You know, we've got technology all over the place. I am delighted to welcome our very first guest, and his name is John Willis. And for our listeners who are not familiar with healthcare sharing ministries, such as Crossway Connect, he built that organization and can give us a quick summary of what they are. First, you're involved in lots of projects, including a possible social media platform that we're not going to mention just yet what the name is. And it's all based on free markets and new markets. John Willis, thank you so much for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yes. So, let's see. Why don't we first start a little bit, because I got a bio very, very late. And if you could tell us a little bit about your early background, I would appreciate it. I know that you're a father of four and all of that. How did you get into some of the things that you're doing now? And then we'll talk about what you're doing now.
Basically sheer dumb luck. I got into half of the things I'm doing. My background is kind of all over the place. I 20 plus years in commercial real estate and land development in the Phoenix metro area, where it's going to be 100 degrees today, which we're not ready for. But I spent years doing that. I was also CEO of a marketing agency and then a tech company based in Dallas, which is where the social media aspect comes into things. And then I was able to partner with some guys that are in the health sharing world, and they've asked me to come and help them grow their ministry. Because I've got a lot of experience growing large communities and followings and that type of deal. So and scaling businesses. So that's my background. But yeah, my main job is being a husband to a beautiful wife and a father to four crazy, insane little kids.
Well, thank you for giving us a little more background. I've been a big fan of healthcare sharing ministries for a long time, and they came to get a lot more popular in the face of Obamacare. People didn't like the mandates and so forth. Give everybody kind of an overview to start with what healthcare sharing ministries are all about. And then we can talk more about this one that you're a part of.
So health sharing has been around for a few decades. And basically, you know, the easiest way to understand it is it's an alternative to traditional health insurance. And I think anybody that has traditional health insurance has probably not had a positive experience with it, you know, where you go to the doctor, you can't choose your doctor, you can't choose your hospital. The insurance companies dictate what can or can't be treated with you. And they become almost like these overlords controlling your health. And we saw the worst of it during the pandemic, which just ended yesterday. Congratulations, everybody. We made it.
After three and a half years, right?
Yeah.
The emergency. You know, thank you for mentioning that. Right.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci's patting himself on the back right now after, you know, never mind. I won't even get into that. But
okay.
Anyway, you know, health sharing, the reason why Americans are changing in droves by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, going away from traditional health insurance and joining health sharing is that it's extremely cost effective. You know, Americans are saving up to 63% per year on their monthly medical expenses. And I am the perfect example. I'm a father of four kids. I was paying $1,700 a month with a $12,000 a year premium with my HSA, with my traditional health insurance. It was killing me financially. And then I was introduced to health sharing, and I ended up saving over $12,000 just in 2022 on my monthly expenses by switching. And $12,000 is a lot of money that my wife can use at Target and Nordstrom, and she does. And so, you know, we were able to save quite a bit of money, and it was great. I can go to any doctor I wanted. You know, I had a couple incidents where I had to go to the hospital, and I just walked right in, and you know, I gave them my health sharing card for the ministry that I was a part of, and they took it, and the ministry itself repriced everything. So, you know, I'm able to get everything at a discount. Prescription drugs are at a discount. You got telemedicine. I mean, it's great. Absolutely great. And so, you know, I look at health sharing as if it's done right, you know, you have the right technology, you blend the right banking apparatus that shares the funds. So basically what happens is as you join a health sharing organization, your monthly fees are placed into a bank account in your name at a bank. And then whenever a bill needs to be paid, your bank account is then shared with other members that are within the bank that the ministry has everything under. It's not pooled into a single fund. Everybody has their own bank account. And what they do is they'll transfer monies within the bank to your account to pay that bill. And the same thing goes, you know, if someone else needs a bill paid, money comes out of your account to help with their bill and so forth. And
so it's a communal, literally sharing of healthcare expenses. That's what it is.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And the technology that's behind it that allows it to happen, to have full transparency, knowing that nobody is getting super rich off of this stuff. There's nobody lining their pockets in a big, deep way. You see where every single dollar goes. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I know for me, you know, being in the business world and having employees that had to have insurance and all that, I knew I could count on it every single November when my insurance agent came to my office that I was looking at least a 15 to 20% increase on my premiums for health insurance. Because, and does that mean that the service was going to get better? Absolutely not. But I knew for a fact that my rates were going to go up every single year. No matter what. It doesn't matter if there was an act that was passed in Congress called, quote unquote, the Affordable Health Care Act. I knew that my premiums were going to go up. It was going to be expensive and my coverage was going to be worse. That was a guarantee. With health sharing, it's the complete opposite. You know, the monthly program fees are heck of a lot cheaper. The member commitment per month or per incident is a lot lower than what you would see with traditional insurance. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion. The way I look at it, it is the perfect replacement to health savings accounts. And people that are part of these ministries absolutely love it.
So, John, I want to get into a little bit more discussion about healthcare itself. So this is a perfect time for you to tell everybody how they can learn more, and if they're interested in participating in Crossway Connect. Crossway Connect is your organization. This is on the payment for healthcare services end. Let's do that, and then I'll talk to you. And then I have some questions for you about healthcare freedom in general. So why don't you tell us about Crossway Connect, how they can connect?
Yeah, so Crossway Connect is an Obamacare-exempt health-sharing ministry, and it is the leader in what we call the FinCare industry. So we have perfectly blended healthcare and banking together. And so we partnered with a bank.
Did you say FinCare?
So you, Fin, F-I-N, like, you know, you hear FinCare. FinTech. So like you hear FinTech banks and industries and all that. We have created the FinCare industry where we've united banking and banking technology and healthcare coverage together. We've mixed it perfectly together. And so if you go to crosswayconnect.org, you'll be able to see we have a number of programs available for single people, for couples, for families, and you'll see that it is significantly cheaper than what you would be paying for traditional health insurance. And we are proud not to be health insurance, because what we have actually works. People are saving up to 63% per month on their monthly medical expenses, and it's a way, it gives people a peace of mind knowing that if you live in a state where there is a mandate to health insurance, we are exempt. So you can actually sign up for Crossway Connect, and we actually exempt you from going out there to get traditional health insurance. So if you have Crossway Connect, if you're a member of that plan, you have that exemption that gives you that protection from the state, you know, that will fine you or whatever their penalty may be for not having health insurance, traditional health insurance.
Right. That's what makes us so great. That's when I got interested, was when they passed Obamacare and all of that, and they were going to fine you if you didn't take, you know, if you didn't do as you were told. Always force, force, force. So,
Crossway Connect. Way, right? If you don't do what you're told,
Not in any way. Not in any way. CrosswayConnect.com. Is that correct?
CrosswayConnect.org.
.org, excuse me. So, John, we're talking to John Willis about Crossway Connect. Now, liberty lovers who look to health insurance similar the way we used to in the old days, where the health insurance company was not directing care for the patient, hadn't any idea what was going to happen when the government got into the healthcare business. Some of us did. When the government got into the healthcare business and the hospitalists now decide what care you can have, whether you have a right to reject a ventilator or reject remdesivir or 101 other things, that for the radical left that is changing every industry in this country, they connect. Who pays the bills with their ability to control your care. Now, in healthcare sharing, that's the old model. How can, if people did get Healthcare Connect, it's not going to protect them from the hospitalists in the hospital deciding, for example, we know this story, we follow this story, a Christian family whose daughter was called DNR even when she wasn't DNR, and there is a dark, frightening pall over healthcare today when these hospitalists and others decide or believe they can decide who lives and who dies. I'd like you to comment on that. I know it's a big, big question, but please go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, we have to remember, number one, healthcare is a business, okay? And you have hospitals and medical practices all around the country that are trying to make top dollar. But when you have the insurance companies as kind of like the overlords on, you know, as you say, who lives and who dies, that takes away a lot of the power that doctors have, or a lot of control and choice making that the doctors have when it comes to the relationship between a doctor and a patient. So the way health sharing works is health sharing members are treated as self-paying patients. And when you are a self-pay patient, it eliminates any control that the insurance companies may have on your health care. Okay?
What about doctors, the government? What about the government when the government is directing hospitals to treat patients a certain way, giving them incentives that, you know, the more COVID patients you have and the more people you get on respirators, on ventilators, you know, the more money we're going to pay you. It's not even just the health insurance companies. It's the government directing people's health care.
Sure.
I don't know if health sharing can handle that.
Well, and I can't necessarily speak to that too much because personally, I don't have the answer to that off the top of my head. But when it comes to your care, whether it's for COVID or whatever it may be, broken arm or whatever, as a self-paying patient through a health sharing ministry, you are able to have a lot more leeway with regards to what your doctor can treat you with because he doesn't have to go out there and get an approval for this, that, or the other from the
insurance.
And
that is a very good point. You know, that is a very good point.
And that is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, patients love it because they're able to get the care that they need. Doctors love it because they actually make more money with self-paying patients. You'll see, I know a lot of doctors back from my real estate days, my commercial real estate days, that they only take self-paying patients now. They don't take Medicaid, they don't take Medicare,
right,
and they don't take health insurance. Because if they bill $100 worth of service, they're only getting reimbursed maybe $5 most on what they're billing because everything is being repriced down to next to nothing, and the doctors aren't making anything. My best friend is a vascular surgeon, and every day he talks about how much he hates insurance companies because he can't make any money off it anymore, and he's trying to provide for his family. And so with health sharing, doctors love it because they're not getting paid in 6 to 8 months like normal. With Crossway Connect, they're getting paid in less than 30 days, which doctors love, and they're getting paid what they would get paid on the self-pay rate or the self-paying patient rate.
Well,
so
we just about have to wrap
all over it.
This up. We have only about 30 seconds, but I will say that in the arena of healthcare, if you are a liberty lover who wants to have as much control as possible over your care, over your rates, this is a great way to kind of go retro and go backward instead of forward in the technology and take
Absolutely.
Control of your health care as much as you can. Give that website again, and hopefully people who are interested can contact you.
CrosswayConnect.org. Plans are starting at $199. Join now. You'll love it. It'll change your life, I promise you.
Okay. John Willis, thank you so much for joining us. We enjoyed
thank
the
you,
conversation.
Karen.
We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to have a pistol of a guest. You cannot wait. It's not about guns. It's about something else. Don't go away. I'll tell you in a minute.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read The Difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Continuing the legacy started in 1904, Roger Pellerin of Gate City Monument Incorporated continues to provide the same high-quality monument, custom headstone, and stoneworking craftsmanship today that they built their reputation on over 100 years ago. Servicing Nashua, New Hampshire, as well as nearby areas in Massachusetts, such as Lowell, Billerica, Chelmsford, and beyond. From creating custom monuments to memorialize, to landscaping and granite work, or restorative services, each job is done to your satisfaction and is backed by decades of experience and integrity. If you're thinking about stonework, think Roger Pellerin of Gate City Monument. Visit online at gatecitymonument.com. Stop by and meet Roger at 321 West Hollis Street in Nashua, or call 603-883-7141. That's 603-883-7141. Gate City Monument, memorials of distinction for people who care.
Outdoor Almanac, brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Did you know that by purchasing a fishing license and fishing equipment, you're doing your part to help fishing in New Hampshire? That's due to the Federal Aid in Sport Fish Restoration Act, commonly referred to as the Dingell-Johnson Act, which passed back in 1950. The passage of that act helped create a parallel program for the management, conservation, and restoration of fishery resources. The Sport Fish Restoration Program is funded by revenues collected from a 10% excise tax on fishing rods, reels, creels, lures, flies, and artificial baits, as well as a 3% tax on electronic fishing motors and sonar fish finders. Grant money is based 60% on its number of licensed anglers and 40% on its land and water area. So you see, no matter what you fish for or how you fish for it, each of us helps contribute to the management, conservation, and restoration of our fisheries.
Outdoor Almanac is brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal, the magazine for people with outside interests.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at unitedwaynashua.org.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. We're going to just jump right in because I have a guest that I've been looking forward to speaking with for quite some time. He's always good. Lately, he has been on fire. I save his articles and his name. You know his name, Wayne Allen Root, CEO, entrepreneur, successful businessman. Like his mentor, Donald Trump, the Daily Beast calls Wayne the Las Vegas version of Trump. Wayne is the host of a nationally syndicated program called Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Audio Network, and star of two new TV shows, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root and Real America's Voice TV Network, and his daily, The Wayne Allen Root Show. He is everywhere, and he's on Lindell TV. He's a best-selling conservative author of 16 books, syndicated newspaper columnist, and a former 2008 Libertarian vice presidential nominee. One more thing, he has a book out right now called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Welcome, Wayne Allen Root. Good to have you on.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Oh, my. Am I good? Except, I mean, I'm okay. I get discouraged, and I love to see your fight. I love to see that you never give up. And there's a million things I could talk to you about Budweiser and your boycott book, about Trump being indicted. But I want to start, if I can, with one of the many articles that you've written that I do love, in which you said in no uncertain terms, you do not mince words. We are in a civil war. It's a war for good versus evil, and Democrats are the Confederate South. That's one of the articles you wrote. And one more, which you can comment on, the COVID storyline. Let's not go there yet. This is a war for good and evil. It is an anarcho-tyranny, and I want to hear your pearls of wisdom, hopefully to encourage all of us never to give up against that kind of tyranny.
Well, you know, don't make it like, you know, just like Trump isn't superhuman, don't make it like I'm superhuman either. I'm human, and I get discouraged all the time. I just never give up. That's 100% true what you said about me. I'm relentless. I wrote the book that was a national business bestseller, The Power of Relentless, and I never give up. I was once taught by my mentor, Karen. His name was Doug Miller, and he's about 30 years older than me, and for many, many years, he was president of all my companies. And he was just the most brilliant guy, went to Stanford Business School, you know, born as like a son of a farmer in Nebraska, and wound up at Stanford Business School and wound up with the first $100 million public offering in the history of Wall Street. So a brilliant guy, and he became instant friends with me, and he was the president of all my companies. And he always said that, you know, the key to life is that you're like a pilot. And as the plane is going down, the entire way it's going down, you're just calmly checking each switch and each gauge. Until the moment it crashes and everybody dies, you're calmly checking every single gauge and every single switch. Because if you don't do that and you get hysterical or you give up, everyone dies. But if you do that correctly, you're going to find the problem and pull it out of the dive and save everyone's life. So I've always remembered that, and that's kind of my philosophy in life. No matter how bad things get, even if I'm certain we're all going to die, I still keep checking every gauge and every switch and looking at the instruction manual, trying to figure out which is the one that's killing us, and maybe I could pull us out of the dive at the last second. Never give up. So that's definitely my philosophy in life. But I get discouraged like everyone else because I think, you know, basically I won't tell you it's over. If it was over, I would give up, right? I never give up. It's never over. But we're in the ninth inning, and America's losing 9-0 with 2 outs and 2 strikes. That's about where we are right now. It's that bad. We're being hit from 1,000 different angles. Most people are too busy working for a living with wives and families. And I know because I got all that, right? I got a wife and four kids and 2 dogs and multiple businesses and 2 TV shows and a radio show and a podcast and a new book out. You know, I got all of that. So you think I'm a little busy? So it's easy to see why people are distracted. They don't notice that our entire country is being taken away from us. This is a communist takeover of the United States of America. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. This is the communist takeover of the United States. And the hallmarks of communism, Karen, because they try and make it like, nah, we're liberal, we're lefty, but we're not communists. No. They even say we're socialists, but we're not communists. The hallmark of communism, socialism is the economic system, but communism is banning, censoring, full-on censorship, full-on silencing of dissent, arresting your political opponents, arresting the only candidate who could beat you, indict him and arrest him on made-up charges, raid his presidential palace, Mar-a-Lago, raid average patriots' homes at 5 in the morning with FBI SWAT teams. This is, make no mistake about it, it's either communism or it's the Nazi Gestapo. And I'm a Jew, so I can say that. This reminds me of Nazi Germany and the Gestapo.
And so am I. And it's one of the reasons why I am on the edge of just being so discouraged and horrified.
Yeah, but we can't give up. If you give up, we've lost America. You cannot give up. None of us can give up. So, none of us can give up. So I'm trying to lead a battle here with my new book. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And you'll remember I was on your show for the last one, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And I listed 116 companies that we should all boycott. And and one of my buddies is a Wall Street guy, and he did an analysis for me just last week. And the companies I listed since I wrote that book 2 years ago are down over $1 trillion in market cap.
So
they've been punished badly. You know, the Disneys and the Targets and the Bed Bath & Beyond and the Victoria's Secret, they've all been punished. And now Budweiser's getting
Bank
killed.
Bank of America, and now Budweiser.
Yes, I told a pretty good joke. I think it was a good line. I'm proud of it. I tweeted out the other day. I said, it's the first time in my life. I'm 61 years old. I've never seen a beer commit suicide before. And so, that was a pretty good line. It really is suicide. It's suicide.
And then there was a meme that said, this Bud is not for you.
Yeah, who would be dumb enough? Bill O'Reilly's a friend of mine, and Bill just asked me for a quote. He wants to read a quote on his show tonight that I would give him about Bud. And I said, you know, my grandfather came to America with nothing. He was a German Jew, came without a penny in his pocket, spent 20 years working as a butcher, saved up enough money to buy his own butcher store or open his own butcher store, and it became a wild success because America's the greatest nation in the world. And he did great, and he was the pillar of his community and a leader of his community after being, you know, just a nobody immigrant butcher. And everybody looked up to him, and he had a nice life, and he paid for me to go to Columbia University. Everything was great. And one day I said, what's the key to your success? And he said, Wayne, in America, there's only two rules if you want to own a business and be successful. I said, what's your two rules, Grandpa? He said, number one, the customer's always right. And number two, if the customer's wrong, refer back to rule number one. The customer's always right. So I said to Bill O'Reilly, here's my quote. I gave him that story about my grandfather, and I said, who's the customer of Budweiser? The customer is mostly macho males who drink beer who tend to be conservative Trump fans. You just spit in their face in order to – the 99% got spit in the face in order for you to look good in front of the half of a half of a half of 1% who are transgender and maybe another 5% who are LGBTQ waving a rainbow flag. But 95% of your customers are nauseated by what you just did. That's a horrible miscalculation, and Budweiser just destroyed their whole brand in one day that it took them 100 years to build.
I heard that the family, you know, the truly red, white, and blue patriotic Budweiser sold out. And this video, did you see that video that's gone viral of one of the leaders? You know, they interviewed her.
Yes, the girl.
She
is... the lady who came up with this brilliant idea.
This kind of smug arrogance. What I'd love for you to comment on, too, is the lie that communists and socialists don't care about money. You can punish them immeasurably by taking away their business lead. When Budweiser, the woman said that the company was in decline, nothing could be further from the truth. She wants to see decline. Watch this. You're going to see decline, huge decline, and it's going to hurt, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, while she was saying they were in decline, Karen, they had 13% of the market share, number one beer distributor in the world. And now, you know, they're going to go to 1%. They're just going to be destroyed. And they were a very conservative family. Here's what I have to tell you. This is the interesting thing. I'm going to give you a little mea culpa here. So I wrote that book about the worst companies in America. They're evil and liberal and woke, and they lost $1 trillion in market share. I feel good. I kind of led the battle, but I wasn't the only one. All of us were in this battle. Every conservative host and all your audiences helped to hurt these companies, and we did a good job. Now my new book is The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's number one on Amazon in many categories, and it's about all the good companies to spend your money with, to buy from. And we isolated 123 great companies that are conservative, patriotic, and or Christian, or people of faith at the very least, right?
Sure.
And so I picked all these great companies, think of them, who are conservative. Goya, Goya and Chick-fil-A, and we picked In-N-Out Burger, and we picked Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and we picked the Trump Organization, and we picked ExxonMobil. We picked all these companies that have great track records that aren't woke, that aren't ESG, and that give to conservative causes. Guess who one of the 123 was? Budweiser.
What? Budweiser, right.
And this is goes back to right. Ronald Reagan, and we're changing the book. We're literally changing the book today, and we're putting in a new company and throwing Budweiser off the list. Ronald Reagan basically said that all this beautiful stuff we've got in America is wonderful, but it could all go away in one generation if you take your eye off the ball. And this proves it. With a company, you can be great and conservative and patriotic, and it all goes away in one day if you let some woke little Harvard graduate decide your marketing campaign. She can destroy everything you've built for 100 years. And so Budweiser was on the good list, not the bad list, and now we have to take them off.
Now you got
to
put Pabst on. Remember, look at how Pabst stood up, stepped up to the plate and said, well, you can drink Pabst now because we're not woke. We're
right.
awake,
that,
but we're not
well,
woke.
Well, that's what everything with me is about, punishment and reward. So my book rewards the good companies, with the exception of Budweiser. So now I can say it's 122 good companies, not 123. But, you know, just make-believe Budweiser used to be good. Make-believe it's not okay anymore. And we threw them off the list. They're gone. Make-believe they're not in the book. But we are replacing them in the book right now to show everybody that we make mistakes, too. And the minute you find out that a company has changed overnight,
well,
you immediately eliminate them and tell everyone to boycott them.
It's a moving target. Because Chick-fil-A used to be better than they are now.
They
got
I put that
sold
in the book.
Out. So
said,
did Walmart, right?
Yeah, well, so did Fox News. I mean, all
yes,
of them.
Yes, yes,
right?
Exactly.
So did Newsmax. All of them have negatives right. now. And I put the remarks in the book that we got to watch them because they're not what they used to be. Paul Ryan's on the board of News Corporation. And the Murdochs don't seem to be conservative and they hate Trump's guts yet. It's the most watched conservative network in the world, and you got to reward them because they've still got Tucker
right.
Carlson, they've still got Sean Hannity, they've still got Laura Ingraham, they've got, you know, Jesse Waters, they've got Judge Jeanine, they've still got good people that offer good opinions that sound like mine most of the time. So I say, even with an asterisk, they're still good and they made my cut, Fox News, but you got to watch them because at any moment they could go woke and it's the end of Fox News. And
exactly
I also
right.
mentioned in my book, by the way, many of the conservative networks and hosts in America, if not all of them, told everyone to go get the vaccine. And they did that without letting anybody know that they were being paid by the government and Big Pharma to tell everyone that the vaccine is safe and go get
and
the vaccine.
And they haven't owned up to it, have
that's
they?
That's correct. That's correct.
No,
so that's
haven't.
One of the most evil things that's ever been done in the history of the conservative movement. How many conservatives took the vaccine because they heard Trump say it was great? And I'm a big Trump fan, but he's so wrong on the vaccine.
But you got to tell the truth, and that's another reason
that's it.
I think you're great. You do not, you are honest. And another reason why we need you, and I wasn't always as big a fan as I am now. I'm honest.
I don't back down to anybody, including Trump.
You.
No, he's been, Trump's been a guest on my show. Karen, Trump's been a guest on my show 11 times.
Did you hold him account? Did you ask him about the vax?
Oh, every time. Every time. The last three in a row, I said to him, listen, I am so on your team on everything you've ever done or said.
Yes.
We agree 99.9 except for the vaccine. I'm vehemently opposed to everything you believe
we
on the vaccine.
We got 20 seconds. What did he say?
He said, yeah, but I'm against any mandate, so no one's ever going to be forced to take it. I believe it's good. You believe it's not. But no one's ever. And I said, that's good enough for me. I have no issue if you're against the mandate and no one will ever be forced to take it. I can live with that. I disagree. We should take it off the market, in my opinion. It's a disaster. It's killing people. But I can live with no mandates. Then if that's the only issue we disagree, it's okay.
I know how busy you are. I hope you'll come back just as soon as you want. You are welcome here anytime. Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen, he never gives up.
The Great Patriot Buy-Cut book. Don't forget that name.
All right. That book. What is it? The Buy-Cut book. Buy. That's it.